TED Talks are recorded live at the TED Conference and partner events. This episode features pianist Daria Vandenberghen. This talk contains powerful visuals. Download the video at TED.com. Here's Daria Vandenberghen.
Recently, I flew over a crowd of thousands of people in Brazil playing music by George Frideric Handel. I also drove along the streets of Amsterdam, again playing music by this same composer. Let's take a look.
On the third floor. Ik woon daar op de hoek. Ik woon hier namelijk om de hoek. En jullie zijn van harte welkom.
Vind je het leuk?
Ja. Ja? Was a real magical experience for hundreds of reasons. Now you may ask, why have I done these things? They're not really typical for a musician's day-to-day life. Well, I did it because I fell in love with the music and I wanted to share it with as many people as possible. It started a couple of years ago. I was sitting at home on the couch with the flu and browsing the internet a little when I found out that Handel had written works for the keyboard. Well, I was surprised, I did not know this, so I downloaded the sheet music and started playing. And what happened next was that I entered this state of pure, unprejudiced amazement. It was an experience that of being totally in awe of the music. And I had not felt that in a long time. It might be easier to relate to this when you hear it. The first piece that I played through started like this. This sounds very melancholic, doesn't it? And I turned the page, and what came next was this. This sounds very energetic, doesn't it? So, within a couple of minutes, and the piece isn't even finished yet, I experience two very contrasting characters, beautiful melancholy and sheer energy. And I consider these two elements to be vital human expressions. And the purity of the music makes you hear it very effectively. I've given a lot of children's concerts for children of 7 and 8 year old, and whatever I play, whether it's Bach, Beethoven, even Stockhausen, or some jazzy music, they are open to hear it, really willing to listen, and they are comfortable doing so. And when classes come in with children who are just a few years older, 11, 12, I felt that I sometimes already had trouble in reaching them like that. The complexity of the music does become an issue. And
actually the opinions of others, parents, friends, media, they start to count. But the young ones, they don't question their own opinion. They are in this constant state of wonder. And I do firmly believe that we can keep listening like these 7-year-old children, even when growing up. And that is why I have played not only in the concert hall, but also on the street, online, in the air, to feel that state of wonder, to truly listen, and to listen without prejudice. And I'd like to invite you to do so now.
That was Daria Vandenbroeken, recorded at TED Salon Berlin in Berlin, Germany, June 2014. For more information on TED, visit TED.com.